Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, June the 7th, 2010, and it's finally starting to get really hot here in the Phoenix, Arizona area. About 110 yesterday. Yeah, the heat is on, and this will last until October, if you can believe that. Well, the latest article that I sent out in my free newsletter called The Pep Letter was titled, Are You Doing or Being? The Pep Letter comes out on Thursday, and then usually about a week later, I publish the article all over the World Wide Web, so the subscribers get it first before anyone else. But I thought the information was valuable and important, and the response back to me indicated the same thing, so here's some of that information for you on this podcast. You know, if you listen to some Christians talk, and I'm sure they're well-meaning, but it sounds like their standing before God is determined by how much they do. The more they do, the more God will love and favor them. But is that really true? Here are some of the questions, and maybe you've heard these. Hey, when's the last time you prayed? And how often do you pray? And for how long? How often you read your Bible? And for how long? How many times a week do you go to church? Is this really the way to become more spiritual? And don't get me wrong, I'm highly in favor of praying. I love to pray. I'm highly in favor of reading the Bible. I'm highly in favor of gathering with like-minded Christians for spiritual nurture and growth. But you know, when someone comes along and tells me that my standing before God and that His love and favor toward me are determined by how much I do, then I have a real problem. First of all, who put them in charge? And secondly, who is it that determines just how much I'm supposed to do or how many activities that I'm supposed to do and the amount of time I need to spend doing them? Who makes that determination? Hey, how many people have you spoken to about the Lord? How many people have you won for the Lord? Hey, how many Bible classes have you taken? Now again, nothing against spreading the gospel, talking to people about the Lord. Nothing against taking a Bible class if it helps you to understand more about God. I understand all that. But I know that the Bible teaches that those who accept Jesus Christ are made righteous. If you're born again, then you've been made righteous. Made righteous. We receive the righteousness of God. The scriptures also tell us that nothing can now separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate you from God's love for you. Nowhere in the New Testament does it say that work is needed to gain righteousness. As a matter of fact, the scriptures teach just the opposite. And do you know why? I mean, think about it logically. None of us, either individually or collectively, could ever hope to attain our own righteousness before God. And yet so many Christians spend their lives doing things to be right in God's eyes, doing things hoping to gain His love and His favor. You know, Jesus Christ said, "Let your light shine." The Bible says that we're to shine as lights in this crooked and perverse world. In other words, believe who God has already made you to be and then live it. We really ought to spend our lives being who God made us to be instead of doing things trying to attain who He has already made us to be. And here's the ugly catch-22. Now think about this. Those who promote doing never run out of things for you to do they? And those who get caught up into doing never feel like they've done enough. It's a vicious cycle promoted by religion, and it's just not scriptural. Yes, of course, by all means, pray. But pray because you want to talk to God and fellowship with Him. Read your Bible, but do it because you want to learn more about your Father God. Of course, fellowship with like-minded believers so that you can love them and serve them. Do you see the difference? Be who God made you to be. Yes, keep developing your relationship with God, keep growing in your understanding, but live the life that God has given you to live. Stop trying to attain your own righteousness. Christ already did that for all of us. Never allow anyone to judge your spirituality by your works, by what you do. As a born-again one, God has made you His dear child. He sees you as He's made you, lovely and acceptable in His sight. He has given you eternal life and made you righteous. And never, ever forget that His love for you is unconditional. You didn't earn it. None of us could have. And the Bible says that now nothing can separate you from that love. That's who you are. That's how you start out as a child of God. Certainly you can and should grow in your spiritual walk, but who you are before God is who God made you through the completed work of Christ. You know, grace is unearned and undeserved favor. The Bible states that we are saved by grace. Eternal life is a gift by grace. Well, if we couldn't earn our salvation and eternal life, then we certainly couldn't earn all that comes with it, including God making us righteous and His unconditional love for all of us. Do what you do because of who you already are. Accept who God made you to be and live the life that He's given you to live. And remember that God loves you unconditionally. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you've got a comment, you can type it in down below. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark this site. You don't have to come back and check to see if I posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to this blog, either email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link below with some information. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.